For the past 20 years, Rick Phillips has been immersed in efforts to counter and reduce bullying in public schools and beyond. And in that time, the founder and leader of the Sebastopol-based nonprofit Community Matters says he's seen some progress being made.
The problem has reached greater understanding. Schools are responding more to it than they did 20 years ago, 10 years ago. But unfortunately, our response is not as fast as the problem mutating and morphing. Today, we've got a world where bullies can be 10-year-old girls who, with a text message, can eradicate the self-esteem and potentially send somebody into a spin where they might think about taking their own lives. It's a more pervasive and insidious problem than it's ever been.
Andy observes cyberbullying affects and is being done by ever younger children.
We have 10 and 11-year-old kids today who have grown up with these tools in their hands since they were toddlers. They're savvy about how to use them. This problem is basically the same at 10 as it is at 16. It just may be the nature of the pictures and the nature of the words. But meanness, unfortunately, is happening in the sandbox, and it continues all through public education.
All this is a reflection, Phillips suggests, of some equally pervasive cultural shifts.
The culture has become more desensitized to the pain of other people because social media provides so many layers or masks between people that there is less empathy among young people today.
Despite these changes, Phillips says the Safe School Ambassadors program that Community Matters has developed and promulgated still works.
The core response remains the same. Wake up the courage of young people to speak up because they're in the best position to prevent, interrupt, de-escalate, or stop it. It's just that now the arena in which they're doing the prevention is more with their thumbs than with their voice.
But young people can't be expected to stem the tide alone.
There's nobody better than Community Matters in having the experience and the expertise to know how to mobilize young people's hearts and get them to take action. So we need to rise up and get our kids to speak up when they know about it, get our parents engaged to pay more attention to what their children are doing at home and to intervene. We need to educate more teachers to know what to look for. It's almost a public health issue we need to address.
Still, Phillips continues to see empowering students to speak out and intervene as the greatest hope in combating what he terms electronic aggression.
If we can provide pro-social or positive ways for kids to feel powerful, they will be less likely to use antisocial ways. And part of that is giving them a voice, giving them a job, giving them a meaningful role in our society. We underutilize our children. What they're really hungry is to be contributors. They're not the problem. They're the solution. They're ready. It's up to the adults in this community, in this world, to wake up the courage of our kids and give them the opportunity to be the leaders we want to become. They'll fix this problem.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.